Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The nationwide pro-Palestinian campus movement continues to spread, with encampments beginning today at the University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison. Wisconsin's Public Radio's Anya von Wagtendonk reports.
As at other universities, Madison students set up tents on a central quad. Dahlia Saba is an activist with Students for Justice in Palestine.
We are here to demand that our university divest from the ongoing war, to end its complicity with the mass violence we have seen perpetuated against the people of Palestine over the past 6 months and over the past 75 years.
There was no formal counter-protest. A few dozen Jewish students watched from nearby. Ari, a junior who didn't give his last name for fear of retaliation, held up an Israeli flag.
What happened on October 7th was really messed up, and Israel has the right to defend itself.
University leadership said late Monday evening they'd discuss the protesters' demands if the tents come down. For NPR News, I'm Anya von Wagtendonk in Madison.
The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Elon Musk related to a settlement the billionaire reached with securities regulators. As NPR's Bobby Allen explains, Musk objected to so-called Twitter sitter overseeing his social media activity.
The High Court refused to hear an appeal from Musk over an agreement with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The settlement required that a lawyer for Musk approve tweets related to Tesla, the electric vehicle company he leads. Back in 2018, Musk posted to Twitter, now called X, that he had secured funding to take Tesla private. It caused Tesla's stock to go haywire. The funding was never secured. Tesla remains a public company. Musk argues the SEC requiring his Tesla-related posts to be blessed by a lawyer is a free speech violation. The SEC has said Musk waived his right to bring such a case when he signed off on the settlement in 2018. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
The Biden administration has issued new guidelines for cities struggling with homeless encampments as the Supreme Court takes up the matter. Here's NPR's Jennifer Ludden.
A string of cities and states, both Democratic and Republican-led, want to be able to fine and jail people who refuse a shelter bed. Biden administration officials say even if that's legal, it doesn't mean cities should do it. Policing is expensive and doesn't solve the bigger problem. But when cities do dismantle a homeless encampment for health and safety reasons, the new federal guidelines offer a detailed protocol. One tip, extensive outreach to connect people with shelter and treatment. Another, provide storage for the things shelters don't allow. That's a big reason many decline them. The Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision on punishing unhoused people in late June. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. At least one major driver of the current economy is affluent Americans whose outsized gains in both the stock and housing markets over the past few years have also helped fuel their larger share of consumer spending. It appears a lot of that spending is going toward higher-priced services like travel, healthcare, and entertainment, putting further upward pressure on prices. Spending by consumers is closely watched since it fuels roughly two-thirds of overall U.S. economic activity. The Food and Drug Administration is cracking down on laboratory-developed tests for diseases and other health conditions. NPR's Sydney Lupkin says the agency is pushing to regulate the tests.
For decades, the FDA has taken a hands-off approach to health tests developed in labs. These are tests of blood or saliva, for example, to look for everything from cholesterol to cancer risk. They're usually made in hospital or academic labs. The tests have grown in popularity over the years. The agency says it has received numerous reports of inaccurate or unsafe tests. FDA issued a final rule today to gradually start regulating lab-developed tests the same way it regulates medical devices. Industry groups oppose the move and will likely sue, saying Congress had to pass a law for FDA to get this authority, and it didn't. There have been previous legislative efforts, but they didn't pass. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
The on-again, off-again giant panda exchange involving China and the U.S. is on again, with a pair of pandas now set to make the journey from China to the San Diego Zoo. The zoo says caretakers recently visited China to meet the pandas, a 5-year-old male and a 4-year-old female. The exact date for the pandas' arrival hasn't been set. This is NPR.